I'm Tyler.
I'm Shorty.
I'm Ava.
I'm Miles.
I'm Kara.
Yo, this is Reno.
Hello, I'm Brandy.
They call me Pride Slayer.
I'm Bon Bon Manuel.
And we are the Inner Idiot.
Podcast you're about to listen to has crude language, violence, and other things you probably shouldn't let your children listen to. Please enjoy.
Drop what you're doing, swallow what you're chewing, because it ain't wet from sweat, and we ain't done yet. Welcome to Inner Idiot Podcast, where we just want to touch your insides. And I guess, yeah, touch your insides, because it's been a while. But yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make it weird.
Make it real weird.
But don't worry. You're listening, so we have your consent.
I like the way you think. God, I look really weird with no facial hair right now.
Giant penis. I'm not going to say you're a dick, but you look like one.
That's all right. All right. I am the big, the bald, the beautiful, the brash, the bumbling, and the oftentimes bastardly MC Tyler Havlin. I talk slow and I walk slower, and you didn't try and two clapping Ric Flair for me too early this time either.
I'm trying to handle my premature clapping.
Yeah. So.
Two claps and Ric Flair.
Woo! So, I tell you after I intro you. He is the Lord that's never bored, the commander of the comic books. He's eating runts and
busting nuts.
I was going to say fucking cunts, but hey.
I'll do that too.
He ain't got a shirt on. That's just for you, ladies. Two claps and Ric Flair for Lord Shorty Fresh in the flesh. Woo! That was the most harmonized woo I think we ever did.
What key do you think we do that in?
I have no clue. I am not the musically inclined one.
I want to say we're doing it in the key of F.
Yeah?
I ought to get a tuner and see.
Well, that one was like perfectly.
Yeah.
Like I felt that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been having really fucked up dreams, like some that I'm not even gonna mention. Okay.
Man, they're too gross for this show.
Too gross, or would probably divulge too much of my psyche, or make people think that like.
Ty, anybody who listens to this show, if anybody's listened to this show for more than 50 episodes, they're already realizing that both of us, or just you, because I'm already in it, need to go to therapy.
All right, I'll tell you the one off air, but I'm going to tell you the one I had actually.
Damn. Yeah, I'm excited.
It's bad.
Hell yeah.
You're not going to be excited when you hear it. You're going to be like,
you need okay? A hug?
I don't know. You're going to be like,
I'll give you a hug anyway. It doesn't change anything.
Do you need medication or do you need to be locked up for a while?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm excited. So there's a few things that I have going on that I want to talk about. But this dream, all right, I had this right before I come over. So I text you like, hey, you up? And then I fell asleep.
Yes.
So in this dream, it was like a Jumanji-style dream.
Those are my favorite.
But it started out with us recording before we played the game.
Word?
And there was four of us, but I didn't recognize the other two. In my dream, I did, but if you ask me who they are now, I don't know.
Sure.
And I was like, are you two familiar with the two claps and Ric Flair?
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing they had been on the show for however fucking long.
Oh, so they were just other co-hosts.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because in my dream, like, my waking brain was, like, mixing up my dream brain because I kept telling them, like, no, it's just me and him. And then my dream brain would be like, no, they've been on the show for a while.
Hmm.
And then, like, so I was arguing with myself. Like, gotcha. No, just me and Shorty on the show. But we probably did, like, 60 to 70 two claps and Ric Flair right there, like, trying to get it right and trying to teach them, even though they already knew. That's how fucked up that part was.
Huh.
So, like, there was a lot of wooing in my dream. And then we get to playing the game, right? And we get sucked into the game. And one of the things that we had to avoid were these little bugs. And there was a ton of them. And they'd land on you and they'd sting you. And the sting itself wouldn't hurt, but then they'd fly away. And then, so where they stung you, it would swell up and pop. And hairs would sprout. So we're running from these bugs. I'm like, why won't they just sting me on the head? But they weren't stinging me on the head. They were just stinging me on the arms.
That's so funny.
But in my dream, I was literally getting pissed off because they wouldn't sting me on the head.
That's awesome. Like, that's funny as fuck.
At one point, I even stopped. And like, fuck it, sting me on the head. And they just started stinging me everywhere except for the head. So I'm, here I am looking like a fucking bald Sasquatch and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They sting me on the head and my hair only got longer?
No, you didn't get stung at all.
Oh.
I was the only one that got stung.
Well, I'm probably faster than you.
Yeah, but they're tiny bugs. They're quick as shit.
Yeah, but they're going to go for the easy target.
I guess. So then there was like, there was other games. Like there was one part where we would jump. And we could double jump. It was really, it was a really wild mechanic of a dream. I've never double jumped in a dream. And we got to this one room where we could double jump and then triple jump. And then we figured out that we can just keep jumping in this one room.
That'd be such a cool ability, for real.
So we're just jumping up and up and up. And we get to the top. And then the whole, like, landscape of the dream changed. Now we're on this tower and we got to make it to the bottom. And there are these evil women chasing us.
You could have just said women, but continue.
I mean, they were like diabolical.
I stand by my statement. No offense, ladies.
Yeah, so at one point, one catches me and she says, I can suck your dick and then kill you, or I can just kill you.
And death by snoo snoo.
And then I was like, well, I don't think I can get hard with the threat of death. And then I woke up. So I don't even know if I got a BJ in the dream.
That's just shot. Like, I mean, the term I would have, or the request I would have had is like, do I get to finish?
Would it matter?
Yes. Because if you're worried about the threat or like being able to complete, you know, with the threat of death looming over you.
I mean, even that, just, I mean, just getting it would feel nice.
Sure. But like, so like, there is some, you know, there's not myth or whatever, but like, you know, yes, men are easy to make, like, happen, come, whatever. I don't know why I was trying to censor myself that.
I don't know why you were either.
But like, it's easy to make a dude come. Like, that's, you know, like, I come if you touch my thigh right. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I've had some friends, and I've been in the room while they fuck, and they just couldn't get off. And they complain about it.
Now, I know people who are on medicine that complain about it. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's what it is.
And, like, for me at least, I cannot speak toward the masses, but there is some mental head game. If I'm not mentally, like, in it to win it, I ain't gonna come.
If I'm not mentally in it, I'll get off quicker.
Really?
Yeah, it's like my body's way of like, all right, let's get this over with.
Nah, I'm the opposite, dude. Like, I'm just, they're like, up, oh, well, get ready for this chore. And like, you know how like you fucking relent doing chores or whatever, yeah. And you're like, fuck this, I don't want to be here, blah, blah, blah. Dude, that's what my body does. And he's like, no, we're not going to give you what you want. You got us here against our will. Fuck you.
No, for me, it's the opposite.
Nah.
Except for, like, maybe my first time with somebody, then it's usually, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna.
Dude, I have performer's anxiety.
Maybe that's what it is. I want to do so good that it's like, I can't come. I don't fucking.
No, see, mine is like, ooh, this is new. Let's go. And it's like, you lasted 3 pumps. Go ahead, bud. I'm telling you, dude, it's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, the right person would understand. And that's why you gotta eat pussy like you come quick.
Oh, yeah. 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 You fucking telling me, bro.
Because
I'm down there like an African kid fucking at a feast. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, come on, little Ethiopian boy. Eat some pussy. You fucking better believe it, guy.
Yeah.
I'm in it to win it, dude. This is my last meal, and you better believe I'm gonna cherish every second of it.
Right. See, I eat pussy like I have abandonment issues.
I eat pussy like I haven't eaten in weeks.
That too. Oh, God. All right. Okay. Anyways.
Have you ever gotten off eating pussy?
I've come real close.
I have, dude. And it's when I thought I was going to die. That's not a joke.
You thought you were going to die?
Dude, I'm telling you. Like, she fucking clapped my fucking ears with her thighs, and I could not escape.
So, hold on. Were you laying down sniper style?
Yeah.
Could you have maybe, like, been grinding your hips against the bed or wherever you were?
I don't think so. It was, like, I had her, and it was all good. And then I did something, and then it fucking snapped. And I don't know what about that fucking, like, Venus flytrap of thighs happened. Like, it was just like, oh, this is a good thing. I was like, oh, fuck.
So what you're saying is you like being put in a headlock. Being put in a headlock does it for you.
I guess, dude. Like, it happened. And, like, thank God I am stronger than most of the women I have slept with.
Have yeah. you slept with many women stronger than you?
One.
Like, noticeably stronger than you?
I don't know if noticeably would be the correct term, but she was very muscular.
Did she fuck you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. She wanted the whole fucking, like, oh, I'm a sad little princess or whatever, and fucking I did what I did. But, nah, she was, like, I met her, and when she took off her, like, because I had only ever seen her in, like, she never wore tank tops or anything. She always wore short sleeves and stuff. And I could tell that she was
a muscle
fit.
Mommy?
I couldn't tell she was a muscle mommy. I could tell she was just fit, you know. But then, like, she took off her clothes, and I was like, holy shit, this bitch has more abs than I have fucking teeth. Like, that's a lot. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, no, you look great. But, like, wow, I was not expecting this.
Did it make you feel a little insecure?
No.
No? Good.
At the moment, I don't think I was worried that worried about it. Like, I was, like, because she had it rocking everywhere else, too. I mean, she worked out her ass. I don't know how she worked them out, but she worked out her titties. It was fucking, she was bliss, dude.
She was bliss. I like the.
Ass. But, like, when she fucking Venus flytrapped my head, dude, like, I fucking got, like, the power of Zeus came down, and I just, like. Because, I mean, it hurt, one. Seriously. Like, I'm not joking. Like, she fucking cracked my head, and I had to pull it apart. Otherwise, I was going to, like, my brain was going to come out the top. And I don't know why, but, like, that shit got me harder than steel, dude. Call me fucking Superman.
I don't know. That's wild, bro. I've never even slept. So, I don't have the same problem as you. I've never slept with anybody taller than me.
I have.
Well, yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not obviously. I mean, because you're average height for a woman, right? That sounded really bad. It wasn't meant to be bad.
No, I know what you meant. I don't know what the average height of a woman
is. No, you're taller than average. Because you're what, 5'9"?
5'7". Calm down.
Oh, I thought you were 5'9".
No.
Well, I don't know.
That's the height of the tallest girl I've slept with. No, she was 5'10".
Oh, that's a tall woman right there. My ex was like 5'10". But she looked every bit of 6 foot and her feet were as big as mine. It was weird. She's now married.
Is she really?
Yes.
Wow, that was fast.
It was fast. Well, I mean, it wasn't fast. It's been a couple years.
Has it?
Yeah.
Huh. Time flies when you're having fun.
I guess. I'll tell you more about that one.
I've had fun. Kind of. I've had bouts of depression and bouts of humor.
Yes.
So?
Yes.
And I feel as if the bouts of humor are longer lasting.
I feel like my whole life's a bout of humor.
Good.
But it's also a bout of depression. Nah, not my whole life. Last couple years have been rough, though.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, well. Let's get on to better and brighter days. I don't remember where we were going with this. I do remember...
I don't know. This could be a whole mental health thing because we've been talking a lot about shit.
We've been talking a lot about fucking. This is truly a walk in the park. A park we don't know. I've never been to this park. Is there a
sex? Me neither.
And this park has sex swings.
Fuck yeah, dude.
An adult park? That'd be wild, bro.
Aren't those just called swingers clubs?
No, this is an outdoor park. But you'd have to have a privacy fence around it. So instead of regular swings, you'd have sex swings. Instead of fireman poles, you'd have stripper poles. What else could we do? All the slides are ribbed for her pleasure. What else we got? The tubes. What would we do with the tubes?
Insert into them.
All the tubes would, like, the entrances to the
tubes. All the tubes come pre-lubed.
Like, some of them have lips around them. Upper lips, and some of them have the north southern region lips, and some of them look like a little brown butthole.
All of them got a labia.
Yeah.
And a clit that's surprisingly hard to find.
What are we doing with our lives, people? I don't know.
Talk about sex.
A lot of it.
What's that song?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Yeah, there it is. Look at you.
About you and me.
There you go.
I don't remember the rest of the song. I'll remember it as soon as we're done recording, though. So, yeah, that's a... I guess we're going to take a little break because I remember what we're going to talk about, but it would be weird to segue into that from here.
So we'll actually put in a segue.
Yeah.
And then go to that.
Yeah, so we'll be right back. We're going to pay the bills and shit, hit the button. Yeah. And we're back. Oh. That was like my best sheep impression, or goat, or was it a goat? Was it a sheep or a goat?
Both.
Both? A hybrid? Fuck it. Fuck it. All right, anyway, so here is what I was originally going to talk about is movie remakes.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
And I know one of these is going to, you know, really like probably either hit your pissed off button or it's going to hit your excited button. But I feel like it's going to hit your pissed off button.
Okay.
But we're not going to start with that one. Have you ever seen Roadhouse?
No.
It, like the original no. one with Swayze swivel hips in it?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Well, I watched the new one two nights ago. I think it was two nights
I didn't even
ago.
Know they made a new one.
It's actually a pretty decent movie, but I have some gripes about it.
Okay.
That was a real cough. It sounded fake, but it was real, I promise.
You didn't cover your mouth. That's gross. All over my computer.
All over it. I'm sorry. You have my germs.
Hmm.
It was just a clear my throat cough.
Oh, okay.
So whatever's so what in my throat is now on your...
All right, what are your gross about Kick House?
Kick House? All right, so in the original one, Swayze swivel hips, you know, I don't remember, like, where he's coming from. I think maybe he was, like, military or something. I don't remember entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes to this bar that needs his help, you know, and he meticulously... picks this one person to come help him run it, which is really cool. And the guy's a national treasure, Sam Elliott. Okay. And then they got this musician at the bar who's blind, but he plays like this bluesy stuff. It's cool. But in the original, it does a really good job of telling stories and like making you attached to these characters. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go back and look at the runtime of the original one. Because I feel like it was really long. But, and then he meets this woman in the original, and they end up bumping uglies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets taken. So that's part of, like, the catalyst of, like, the ending battle in the original movie.
Okay.
All right. Just a quick synopsis, you know, nothing, not delving too deep.
Only 2 minutes, but yeah, that was a quick synopsis. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was doing that to set up the main differences of the new one.
Oh.
So in the new one, Jake Gyllenhaal, Donnie Darko, he's like an ex-UFC fighter, and this lady goes, and she's actually looking for this other dude when she finds him, but she's like, no, I want him instead, and she offers him $5,000 a week for 4 weeks to come out and just clean up her bar, get the riffraff out.
Okay.
I just called it riffraff. That's an old person term for something like that.
Mm.
Get all the riffraff out. Wow. Okay.
I say that to the kids when they're on my lawn.
I'm going to go into a coma after this show and not wake up for 20 years because that's when it'll be acceptable for me to say riffraff again.
Shut up and keep talking about the movie. All
right. So he gets there reluctantly.
Mm-hmm.
And, he starts doing his thing and, you know, cleaning it up. And it's really funny how they do it because they make him like a nice guy to the people. Like the first people that he kicks out, he's like, follow me outside. And he asks, like, do you have insurance?
Mm.
Do you have dental? And there's like four of them and one of him. And they're like, yeah, why? He's like, well, I just want to make sure after I fuck you up that you're going to be able to be taken care of. And then he drives him to the hospital afterwards.
Mm.
But he's real nice about it. But here's the thing. Like, he doesn't hand, like, you... We'll get to the 3/4 of the way through the movie. That's about when the final battle starts. At this point, like, you don't know shit, really, about any character in this movie besides him.
Okay.
None. You don't know nothing. Like, it did not make you connect with any character besides him, which was really weird to me. Because even him, and it wasn't like a huge connect. It was more of like an action with little sprinkles of comedy in it, which is cool. It was a good movie. And Conor McGregor, his voice was terrible in it. Like, I can't tell if, like, it was his real voice or if they tried to make him sound, like, half retarded. Because he sounded half retarded. Like, you have to pull up a clip. Like, because I've heard Conor McGregor talk.
Sure.
In interviews and shit. And then you hear him talk in this movie, and it's awful. So that's, like, that's my second gripe. The first gripe is you don't learn about any of the characters in the movie. They're okay. Just there. Except for Jake Gyllenhaal. And then the second gripe is Conor McGregor's voice and how ridiculously strong they made him. In the movie. It's weird because he's not like an imposing... He doesn't have an imposing presence.
I've never met him. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, he's a hell of a tough dude. I mean, he's a champion and she's been championship.
But I don't know. I always felt that the word imposing presence is not like physical.
It's not always.
Well, I mean, I see most, like, there's a lot of people who are giant, like, you know, very strong-looking individuals. I'm just like, I don't know why, but I'm not threatened by you. Yeah. We had this one dude who was he was training to be a bodybuilder. And, I mean, he was...
I would never be intimidated by a bodybuilder anyways.
He's fucking... He was 6'5", and just retarded-looking strong. And he was strong because I've seen him move stuff.
Retarded looking strong? Like, put your hand up in the air, break it, put it to your chest, and lick your elbows strong?
No.
Oh.
No. Maybe. I'm not sure. No, because he didn't look retarded.
Okay. He just looked retarded strong.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was retarded strong because I've seen him move stuff. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Like, this motherfucker, and I asked him why he was working out. He said, you know, I'm trying to be a bodybuilder or whatever. But, like, it's the commanding presence is all about your posture, your voice, your tone, everything. Because, like, you could be massive and strong and shit, and as long as you're kind, you're not imposing to me.
Right. I don't know. Conor McGregor, he's not somebody like, yeah, I don't want to fight him. He fucking wiped the floor with me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I wouldn't be afraid of him. You know what I mean? But there's people that it's like, I could probably take them, but there's still a little fear in me. Like, I have a friend that I know for sure, like 99%, I could fucking mollywop the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of scare me. I mean, they're not my friend anymore, but there's something about them. It's
I thought it was going to be me.
Like, yeah, I'd probably fucking beat their ass, but like, there's that 1% chance that they might kill me. Anyways, so yeah, his voice is really fucking annoying. And then the part that really got me. He barely knows this woman. She gets kidnapped, and he's like, well, fuck it, I'm going to go save her. Now, in the original one, Swayze smashed.
He got him some.
So, like, okay. And this one, they went on, like, one date, and he didn't smash. And he's risking life and limb to go save this chick. Now, if I go on one date with somebody and the circumstances around it are, like, the same, where her dad's in on it, and, you know, she's probably okay, like, I'm like, yeah, I didn't even smash. Like, I'm not even emotionally attached to this woman. Like, do what you want. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, half of my friends, they'd be like, they'll figure it out. You know what I mean?
I mean, sure.
Like, I'm not going to put my life on the line for just anybody.
I mean, I will, but I don't value it.
For just anybody, though?
I don't value, no. Sorry, this is going to get... That got dark. My bad. Sorry.
It got really dark. But, I mean, like...
You don't ever have visions of, like, sacrificing yourself to save somebody?
For homies that I truly love...
Nah, dude. I'm just talking, like... All the time I'm thinking that, like, I could die if this happened. And I could save everybody and I'd be a hero. for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I've had those thoughts before.
But not once. I can't recall the last time it was about a homie. I'm like, really? Oh, I could take a bullet for my homie, blah, blah, blah. No. No, it's always been just like, man, like standing in a bank, like this motherfucker could get robbed right now. And if I was faster and smarter than what I am, I could stop it and I'd be a hero for a few minutes.
Now, here's the caveat to that. Mm-hmm. If I was in that situation, I thought I was going to die anyways. But if I thought if I did something, it would save the people around me, then I'd do it.
That's not where my head's at. Like, my head is not putting into a realistic standpoint about like, oh, maybe I could, maybe I couldn't. It's like, I do succeed in saving everyone, but I lose my life in the process. Like, that's where my head goes. Like, I don't care of how or why or whatever. It's just, I succeed in both. I succeed in dying. I succeed in saving everyone. That's the two solutions or the two criteria that have to be met for that vision to be implemented.
So you want to go out saving people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any other way you'd rather go out, or is that it? Like, go.
I want to die laughing
in the face of evil as you save all the people.
No, I'd like, if I got to choose what I was laughing at, I would hope it'd be something inappropriate,
like the giggle skeets.
That'd be funny. God, that'd be good. Dying that way, I get to die laughing and getting sex. Fuck yeah, dude.
Die of the giggle skeets.
You get the giggle skeets? Have you ever giggled and skeeted?
Yeah.
Have you ever skeeted and giggled?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Because I love it when we tell somebody about the giggle skeets and they look at us with the weird eye like, what? Like, you've never skeeted good enough then.
Nah, dude. You ain't had it. I said something about this in a in a large group of women before, and they were like, that doesn't happen. I was like, every dude you've ever been with hasn't really come. And I was like,
I feel like most women get the giggle skeets when they really do. I've made people giggle skeet numerous times. I'm telling you, you got really quiet.
I'm trying to think.
I get the giggle skeets anytime really good head's involved. That's almost every time.
I don't know if I've ever giggle skeeted from head.
That's usually the one I do, because then they want to keep sucking afterwards, and you're like, no, stop.
Nah, dude.
We got back to this.
Yeah, we're on it. We're in it to win it.
Bro, I think we need to get laid. I think that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, let's get back to the remakes. We only got a few minutes left. This is the one that's either going to really piss you off or really excite you.
Okay.
And it's the Crow remake. Have you seen the trailer for it? Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Is it the same character?
I think so. Because I see there is a scene in there, like in the trailer or whatever, that shows Hangman's Joke, which is Eric Draven's band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also in the comic book. So, supposedly, this one is going to be more comic book, is going to be more of a true comic book adaptation. Now, the problem with that, and that being said, is Brandon Lee's Eric Draven looked like the comic book Eric Draven. Where this one does not.
No, it does not.
So.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look anything like Brandon Lee's.
Like, you look at that mm-hmm. and tell me that looks like the fucking new guy. It don't. And that's an original image from issue one of The Crow by James O'Barr. So, like, it is not as faithful as they are saying it is.
Maybe not to the aesthetic of him, but
maybe
to the story.
We'll see. But now, and I've shot myself in the foot by talking shit about remakes and certain things. And I'm like, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. You know, I've done the same thing with actors. So I'm trying to hold on to that, like, or stay out of that mentality before the movie comes out.
And you know what mentality I take into it?
Sure.
whether it's a remake or not, I go, this is a new movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I try not to compare it to the original too much, except for Roadhouse, because that shit, it's like, I was not connected to this woman. There was no emotional connection or to any of the other fucking people in the movie. So I was like, yeah. Where in the original Sam Elliott, like, there's a tug at your heartstring moment. But anyways, that's how I go into it. Like, this movie looks completely different. The New Crow, it looks entirely different. It doesn't look as dark aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's more shit during the daytime. Like, I feel like in the original, did it ever even show the daytime?
Twice. Both which scenes were just scenes with the police.
Yeah, so, but I feel like it's daytime.
And Sarah.
And most of this, and most of this preview.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the Eric Draven and Sarah are completely different characters in this one, because they're both like criminals almost, whereas maybe they were in the original movie as well.
Nope.
Like in the original, and they make it in the trailer look like they met it like being locked up or something.
Now, see, the way, like, the one thing that was never explained very well, and even in the comic books, like, is why Eric and Sarah were ever, their apartment was ever broken into. Like, they never explained that. Like, why did those two get chosen? Now, was it because, you know, the gang saw Sarah and were like, wow, she's really hot. Like, we're going to fuck her whether he likes it or not. Was Eric Draven's band actually bigger than it was? And, you know, they had a really big apartment in a big city. Because
Well, in the first one, they made it seem like a random Devil's Night act.
Exactly right. Yes. But, like, breaking in, you know, SA. I was trying to think of a good way to put that on here without having to, like, censor it.
Forcing themselves on her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that all seems a little,
excessive?
Yeah, excessive and premeditated. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, breaking into a house or whatever on Devil's Night is, like, already a little extreme, I suppose.
Well,
I don't know.
Not in the world setting that they've created.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But it was, I don't know. It just seemed really excessive. So, like, I felt as if there should have been more of a reason. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they saw her and were like, ooh, we want a piece of that. Or Eric Draven, like, oh, that's the lead singer for Hangman's Curse. Like, I bet he's got some nice shit. And he's got a smoking hot chick. Plus, plus. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Maybe they'll allude to that a little bit better. Or do something with that. And I can't, I don't know. Like, to me, trailers have always been really bad about either divulging way too much or not nearly enough.
I think they divulge a shit ton now. You can almost watch the whole movie in a fucking trailer.
Sure. But this one didn't give me enough of their context towards their relationship. So, because, I mean, in all actuality, like, if this is a 2.5 hour runtime, that's a long movie. If it's a 2.5 hour runtime, I think they're going to spend less than 10 minutes on Eric and Sarah.
See, now,
initially, now they might do some flashbacks, but I think initially they're going to show like, oh, hey, look, we're young, dumb, and in love. I'm a rock star. She did ballet. And then, you know.
Now, in the comics, does it say why they broke in? Or is that just, is that kind of, oh, so.
No.
This is like a overarching
thing. Yeah, it's in both mediums. They don't discuss it.
Okay.
But I mean, I understand why, like, you know. They both died in a, you know, violent act, and Eric's come back to avenge it. So, cool beans. I love it.
Now, they're both, like, there's a lot of people saying that this movie shouldn't be remade because it was, like, Brandon Lee's masterpiece.
Yes. And now,
it is his masterpiece because it's the only movie of his that's really watchable.
Sure.
He is not in anything else that is good. But he was, it's like he was made for that role.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have the same issue with that statement about being remade, as far as that goes, as Heath Ledger doing the Joker. Because when Heath Ledger died and, like, Joker, what, you know, him playing Joker recast. Was like the final, you know, the final movie that he did. Like, everyone's like, oh, he was born to play this role. No. Shut the fuck up. It was the last
role he fucking played.
Like, it's not, though. It's not.
You're right. Okay.
No, he played in Dr. Parnassus Imagiporium or whatever the fuck it is. Imaginarium. Like, that was his last role. And he didn't finish that movie because he passed away. So, like, if somebody dies during the filming or right after the filming of a role, I don't think that subjects it to never being remade. Because do I want a good telling of the original comic book story of The Crow? Yes.
You just got to view it as a different movie, in my opinion.
Yes. I will always love Brandon Lee's The Crow. That is one of my favorite movies, hands down. It's one of my favorite comic book movies, which is a high bar to set. But
I know a lot of people don't realize it's a comic book movie.
No.
Or that its source material is comic mm-hmm. books.
Yeah. I got all three major issues locked in a box right now, signed by James Obar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
There's only three?
There's three main issues. Now, individually, there was 12 or 24. I can't remember. But then while the run was going on, they did three, like, master issues. And it's, like, three or four issues. It's not like a graphic novel where there's 6 to 10 in it. It's only two or three, you know, comic books in one book. And
it's going to be the main source of...
Yeah, it's the same books, but it's not all split up individually. And that's mainly because the books came out way before I was born. So,
oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
How old is The Crow?
I can't. It's not way before, but it's 80s, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the movie came out in like 91, 90, 91, something like that.
I believe so.
I don't know. Anyways, that's all we got for you today. So in the meantime.
In the betweens time.
Should I sing it? I think I should sing it.
Nope. Good.